Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You said last week you guys would be buyers at the trade deadline. You already bought one in Kyle Duggar. Do you anticipate shopping around a little bit more before 4 o'clock?
We'll see what happens. You know, I like shopping. You know, I think it's been a steady improvement in terms of their quality of play, particularly Roman of late, other than that boneheaded lack of ball security late in the football game. Generally, there's been an uptick in the quality of his play. But again, we don't look at our eligibles as wide receivers, man. We feel really good about our tight end group as eligibles as well. And you can't talk about the passing game without talking about the contributions that we get from that group. We've been very open about that as well. When we acquired Jonnu at the very beginning of the journey, we talked about, you know, that we have eligibles, regardless, REC, receivers. I still think we feel the same way. We certainly need growth and development from individuals within our collective, but we're comfortable with how we're distributing the ball and our utilization of people and our division of labor to this point.
Mike Tomlin says the Steelers are comfortable with their eligibles. I think they're better than they were last year. I like DK Metcalf more than George Pickens. And you have Jonnu Smith, and Darnell Washington's taking a big step forward. And Roman Wilson, I think, is a better player at this point in his career than Van Jefferson. But that's not to be confused with good. Just because they're better than they were last year does not mean they're good. Just because Russell Wilson was better than Kenny Pickett didn't make him good. Just because you had two offensive coordinators at the end of Matt Canada's final season in 2023 doesn't make those coordinators good. It just makes them better than what you had. If DK Metcalf were to go down with an injury, Marquez Valdez-Scantling probably would have to be the reasonable facsimile there. You elevate him from the practice squad, you get him on the 53, and he would be the guy that would quote-unquote try to take the top off at defense. But there's a reason why Marquez Valdez-Scantling has bounced around on practice squads and DK Metcalf got paid $150 million. It's because DK Metcalf is worth $150 million, and Marquez Valdez-Scantling, at this point, today, is no better than a practice squad player. Now, San Francisco's had all kind of injuries at their skill positions this year. How much did Marquez Valdez-Scantling play? Not a lot. So the Steelers didn't even get themselves insurance yesterday. They didn't upgrade wide receiver 2, and they didn't guard against a DK Metcalf injury. And for those reasons, I think they failed miserably. What do you think? 412-928-9370. And give me a word you would use to describe the trade deadline for the Steelers yesterday. Someone writes in flummoxed. I wasn't surprised, but I am pissed. Football Talk and the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Let's go to Dwayne in Pittsburgh. Hi, Dwayne.
Good morning.
Morning.
I got to agree with you on this right here. I think we should have made a move. I mean, we got a bunch of receivers. in a room that if the number one receiver is getting doubled, nobody else can get open. So I got to agree with you on this one.
They are in a pickle if DK Metcalf gets hurt. And even if DK Metcalf continues to be healthy, because he's been a durable player throughout his NFL career, you just saw it on Sunday. You can take DK Metcalf out of a game. And if you do that, are the Steelers' wide receivers getting open enough? No, they're not. DK Metcalf had 6 receiving yards on Sunday. He had a drop, so he should have had like 12. But he had 6 receiving yards on Sunday. He's had 110 the last 3 games combined. That's not good production from a number one wide receiver because you can scheme anybody out of a game. Makes it a lot harder, though, if you've got Jacoby Myers on the other side. Makes it a lot harder if you've got Rashid Shaheed on the other side. And all it would have cost is 2 draft picks, day 3 draft picks, in a draft where you've already got stockpiled 12 draft picks. And here's the other thing people talk about when they're discussing those guys being rental players. I've said sign him to a long-term deal. The player always has the option to say, nah, I'll test free agency. So let's walk this one out. Let's say you do give up a 4th and a 5th for Rashid Shaheed. Or you do give up a 4th and a 6th for Jacoby Myers. And whichever wide receiver they get says at the end of the year, you know what, I'm going to test free agency, and they wind up signing someplace else. Guess what you get, folks? You get a comp pick in the 2027 draft. You would get an additional draft pick. It wouldn't be in 2026, but it would be in 2027. A texter writes in at 412-928-9370, the Steelers are stockpiling draft picks to make a splash in the draft because it's in Pittsburgh. I don't disagree that they'd like to make a splash. I do think it being in Pittsburgh means something to Art Rooney II. Same way I think that Kenny Pickett being a Pitt quarterback meant something to Art Rooney II, Kevin Colbert, and Mike Tomlin, and not wanting the Marino thing to happen again. They're only human. I think these things do affect your line of thinking. But a 4th and a 6th round pick ain't going to help you make a splash. 4th and a 5th round pick ain't going to help you make a splash. 412-928-9370. Rick in the car, good morning.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks. The only excuse that I could see for the front office inaction is maybe they were getting a colonoscopy and getting all that stuff cleaned out because they had an opportunity to get better in offense. You're right. They're going to have to get in shootouts here. And if those defenses can't miraculously get that ball away from the opposing offense, they're not scoring. That's it. I'll listen to what you have to say.
Thank you, Rick. Was he alleging that Omar Khan wasn't making trade calls because he was in a twilight zone getting a colonoscopy? I think that's what he was alleging. I would urge everyone out there, when you were of age, to get a colonoscopy. Early detection is the key. Yes, Harry.
Okay, so you said that you don't think 4th and 6th round picks could be like big splash players, is that right?
No, I said if you're trying to make a splash, meaning you would couple those picks to move up in the draft, You're not going to get anything of value for a 4th and a 6th round pick.
Well, I am looking at their 4th and 6th round picks from the last 3 to 4 years, mm-hmm. and they're not bad. They got Will Howard in the 6th round this past year.
How many games has he played for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
I know, but he's not. I understand. Mm-hmm. Jack Sawyer in the 4th in 2024. They got Mason McCormick in the 4th round.
Good players.
He's an impact player. They got Nick Herbig in the 4th round in 2023. Good. How about point. That? Look at him now.
Mm-hmm.
He's good. Calvin Austin III, 4th round pick in 2022. Connor Hayward, 6th round pick in 2022.
Well, you were making good points, and then you mentioned Calvin Austin and Connor Hayward. And Calvin Austin.
What's wrong with Calvin Austin?
He's a useful player. He's not to be confused with a good player. And Connor Hayward, the thing that he brings most value to is running the quarterback sneak.
And he's also related to Cam Hayward, so that's something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sure is something.
But I'm just saying, I mean, like, giving up those picks, I mean, then you're losing these impact players that they're not. Well, Nick Herbig has become a splashy player, but, like, you're losing depth pieces that I think are more helpful than you initially think because they're not always in the spotlight.
I think your mindset reflects that of the Steelers. I think you're right about that. When they trade a 4th or a 6th round pick, they do think of it that way. Are we really willing to give up a potential Nick Herbig for Rashid Shaheed? Are we willing to give up a potential Nick Herbig for a Jacoby Myers? And their answer was no. That being said, Buddy Johnson was a fourth-round pick. Kevin Dotson was a fourth-round pick. Antoine Brooks Jr. was a sixth-round pick. Quincy Roche was a sixth-round pick.
Well, now we're getting into the Kevin Colbert era. So.
Benny Snell was a fourth-round pick. There's no guarantee that any of these guys are going to be good.
Well, the guys I named were drafted by Omar Khan. That was the whole distinction that I was trying to make there, too.
I understand what you're saying, and that's exactly how they look at it. I'm telling you that I think they look at it wrong.
And another thing, too, that I was looking at is, I mean, the Steelers in three of the five last playoff losses gave up over 40 points in those losses. So, I mean, does any one of these acquired wide receivers really give the Steelers the potential to score over 40 in a game?
Well, considering you think that this offense could continue to put up 25 without DK Metcalf, how do you think they'd fare if they had DK Metcalf and Rashid Shaheed?
I mean, are they scoring over 40? No, I don't think so. Even with Rashid, I mean, they're not.
412-928-9370 is the number to call. I think Harry's arguing against himself with the last point. Your defense has been historically bad in the last five playoff games it's played. The last 8 years, they haven't won a playoff game. Most of that's because Mike Tomlin's defense craps all over itself. You're going to need to win a shootout or two if you're going to advance in the playoffs. You lessen your chances of doing that yesterday by not acquiring a wide receiver. And here's the other thing. This team's got other holes. Like, you could have made an argument that they should have brought in an offensive lineman. Brian Batko was on with Starkey yesterday and said, how about a defensive lineman? Think about the teams the Steelers are going to be playing. The Bills, the way they run the football. This week, you know the Chargers are going to run the football. The Detroit Lions are going to run the football. You know the Baltimore Ravens, whom you faced twice, are going to run the football. And you've got Cam Hayward, who is in his upper 30s, who could deteriorate as the season goes on. And you've got rookies who could hit the rookie wall as the season goes on. Not only did the Steelers not address a need at wide receiver, they didn't address any of their other needs as well, apart from safety, which they did last week. And I give them full marks for it. Kyle Duggar played a lot better in game one than I thought he'd play at any point for the Steelers. But for them to do nothing yesterday, as you look around the AFC and see how wide open it is, I think it's a dereliction of duty. Agree or disagree? 412-928-9370. Mike Tomlin called his up-and-coming third-round pick from last year a bonehead. And we're supposed to sit here and think that this wide receiver core is good enough?
That's incorrect. He said he made a boneheaded play. He didn't call him a bonehead.
When his third-round pick from last year...
You make boneheaded decisions all the time on this show. That doesn't mean you're a bonehead all the time. You're a good radio host most times.
Oh, thank you, Harry. I think some listeners would disagree. Caleb Johnson made a boneheaded play and then didn't see the field on special teams since that point. Caleb Johnson barely plays at all because he made one of the dumbest decisions you've ever seen on a football field. Roman Wilson's wasn't quite historic, but it was really stupid. You think that guy is a solution moving forward? If you do, I got some beachfront property in Nebraska to sell you. 412-928-9370. Mike Tomlin lies through gritted teeth saying he feels good about this wide receiver core. That's how I see it. How do you see it? 412-928-9370. In addition to speaking with us on the phone, on the fan hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years, you can text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
For you. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Trade deadline's coming past. And the Pittsburgh Steelers, Omar Khan, Mike Tomlin, they sit on their hands. A texter writes in at 412-928-9370. You don't just make a trade to make a trade and to make the fans happy. If the deal doesn't make sense, you pass. There's a saying that if you make decisions to make the fans happy, you'll end up sitting with them. I don't think trading for Rashid Shaheed or trading for Jacoby Myers or augmenting this roster would have been making a trade just to make a trade. I don't think it would have been for PR. I don't think it would have been to make fans happy and say nice things on social media. I think it would have been done to help the team. I think both guys would have helped the team. Another texter writes in, Shaheed, 500 yards, 2 touchdowns. Myers, 350, no touchdowns. Austin, 230 in 6 games. Are you really getting better with those two guys? Yeah, absolutely you are. Calvin Austin has never had more than 600 yards in a season in his NFL career. Jacoby Myers had 1,000 yards receiving and 4 touchdowns last year. He had 800-plus the prior 3 years. Rashid Shaheed had over 700 yards in an NFL season before and is on pace for 1,000 this year. Both guys are considerably better players than Calvin Austin. Why do we think Calvin Austin got hurt, by the way? Oh, yeah, it's because he's too small. So, yes, it would have been a significant upgrade. 412-928-9370. Bob in North for Sales wants to chat. Hi, Bob.
What's up, Crowley? You know what this reminded me of? Pirates, like, they don't do anything to improve their team. And they had the opportunity because Shaheen is a heck of a punt returner, heck of a kickoff returner. They could upgrade in 3 areas. But you know what? Everybody says we'll go to a 3 tight end set, and then we'll throw the ball to the tight end. I'm out.
Thank you, Bob. Here's the other thing that reminded me of the Pirates yesterday. A couple of reports out there, Adam Schefter, some slap-ass from CBS, said the Steelers were close to getting something done. We hear that about the Pirates every offseason and every deadline. Boy, we sure tried hard. Give us a gold star. Give us a sticker. How about some orange slices? A little participation trophy.
I mean, the Steelers did find a way to acquire Aaron Rodgers, DK Metcalf, Jonnu Smith, all in the offseason, so it's a little different.
You know what they've done? They've done what my daughter does all the time. My daughter will start coloring a picture in a coloring book, get bored with it, finish before she colors in the legs. She also will drink water bottles and leave half the water bottle laying around the house. This is an analogy, my friends.
They are 5-3 right now.
The analogy is this. If you start something, finish it.
They've won 5 games. They're finishing it. The season's not over yet.
Other teams in the AFC got better. The Indianapolis Colts went out and got Sauce Gardner. The Baltimore Ravens got an edge rusher who has more pressures than anybody on their team, who has 4.5 sacks in the last 4 games. The Jacksonville Jags got Jacoby Myers. The Seattle Seahawks aren't satisfied with their standing despite the fact that they're 6-2. They've got one of the best wide receivers in football in Jackson Smith and Jigba. That's not enough for them. So they went out and they got Rashid Shaheed. The Steelers are at 5-3. two-game lead on the Baltimore Ravens in the AFC North, and they're looking a gift horse in the mouth. They've got an opportunity here, or they had one, to get better, and they choose not to. Doesn't sit well with me. Harry's fine with it. How do you feel? 412-928-9370. Yay, they tried. Woo! How about everyone gives Omar Khan a pat on the back? How about everyone gives Mike Tomlin a high five? Congratulations. Finish the job. You had Aaron Rodgers come in here this offseason. He's done his end of the bargain. They're 12th in the league in scoring. He's about doing as well as you can do with the cast of characters you got. They need to be better. 9 of the top 10 teams in the NFL in scoring currently hold a playoff position or are tied for a playoff position. Scoring in 2025 matters. And they've done a good job so far. They haven't done a great job. You want to do a great job, get another eligible in here. Mike in Wexford. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm great.
So, here's the ball. I don't know what Tomlin's story is, but, I mean, how could DK be a number one receiver when he has no help? That's number one. Number two, you have Tomlin like yesterday. I love shopping.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. Are you seriously going to, like, tease everyone like you're going to do something and then do nothing?
I'm sure my wife wishes that I shopped like Mike Tomlin. If I'm on Instagram and I'm scrolling, my man, and I see a nice new West Virginia hat, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to buy it. My wife wishes that I shop like Mike Tomlin and was able to scroll past these things. I'm not. Look, if we saw that these wide receivers yesterday were going for third-round picks or second-round picks or first-round picks, I would say, damn, that's too pretty a price to pay. But you've got 12 picks, and a fourth and a sixth went for one number two, and a fourth and a fifth went for another number two. This just in, folks. The Steelers are still going to, quote-unquote, try to win next year. They're not going to draft 12 players. They're going to package those picks to move up in the draft, or maybe they'll move one or two this offseason. You're not adding 12 rookies to a 53-man roster next year. You ain't the Browns. The Browns have played more rookies this season than any team in football. Why? Because they're trying to suck, and they're evaluating young talent. The Penguins, if Murashov comes up and plays, and I'm very happy that he got called up from the AHL. He was the goaltender of the month in the AHL. They're going to have played 7 rookies. Why? Because they're trying to evaluate young players. The Steelers aren't making 12 picks next year. It's not happening. At some point, these picks are going to get moved. Why not move them yesterday? 412-928-9370.
I almost bought something really dumb, by the way, to your point. You want to hear about it?
Did you get Instagrammed?
I was on Facebook, and I was scrolling, and I saw an ad. You want to hear about it?
Of course I do.
So, you know, Mario Kart, you know, and I just got a gaming system to play it, and there's this Mario Kart game they came out with. It's called Live, because you race remote control cars, but you can play on the screen at the same time. The carts have a camera on them, so you can create your own obstacle course or racetrack in your house. And I said, I need to get this. It's $100. Talked to Jada about it. She said, you really think we're going to play that much? No. And then I called my brother-in-law. I'm like, you'd play this with me, right? He's like, not for $100, no. And I'm like,
they talked you off the ledge.
Yeah.
I wonder if Omar had to talk Tomlin off the ledge or if Tomlin had to talk Omar off the ledge. It doesn't so much matter. Steelers didn't get anything done yesterday. And it doesn't sit well with me. Their credo is we want to win every year. And they had an opportunity to make themselves better yesterday in a weak AFC. And they didn't. Texter, okay, now you're becoming my least favorite radio host, and that's usually reserved for Mueller. You're an idiot, and God bless your wife. Why is it? Was it the hat thing, or you just wanted the Steelers to stand pat yesterday? It's okay if you did.
I didn't want them. Like, I mean, to speak to everybody's point, I think on this, I didn't want them to stand pat, but maybe a fourth and a sixth, or a fourth and a fourth. Two fourths, I mean, was it good enough or was it too expensive? And to me, it's like, if we're looking at the problems of the Steelers right now, is that the defense at times cannot stop other teams.
Yeah, there's so no, score more.
There, Yeah, but that's not the answer. The answer is get your schemes together and create a scheme like you did against the Colts.
And you have faith that Mike Tomlin can do that consistently based on what evidence?
I don't think they can get six turnovers every game, but they should be getting enough turnovers or at least stopping teams on third and fourth downs so that the other teams will punt the ball and then maybe the Steelers could get the ball back and the offense could do its work. And that's why I'm fine with it, because I know that I think the offense could generate enough points to give them a chance to win in any situation.
Thank you, Harry. You have a chance to voice your opinion, too, at 412-928-9370. I vehemently disagree. The Steelers' defense over the course of the last 16 games has given up 26 points per game. The Steelers' defense in the last five playoff games has given up, on average, over 30 points per game. The Steelers, on the season defensively, have given up 30 points in four of the eight games. If you think Mike Tomlin can fix this defense and that what we saw against the Colts can be the rule and not the exception, good for you. You are an optimist. I don't feel that way. So you need to score more, which means they needed to add, and they didn't. 412-928-9370. Fan Morning Show Twitter poll is brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. How many clones of Crowley could beat up Dorn in a fight? You can vote at underscore Adam Crowley, because Tom Brady cloned his dog. If we cloned Crowley, how many of me could beat up Norin? How many cloned Crowleys could beat up Callis? Because one ain't doing it. Callis would beat me to a pulp. I think Callis would beat two Crowleys to a pulp. I think three, it gets interesting. I think four pushes it over the edge. What do you think? Four Crowleys?
Only four of you could take me on.
How many do you think?
More than 10.
Get the hell out of here. You would tire.
Have you seen yourself?
Have you seen 10 of me?
What, are you going to rub your belly hair on me? I mean, is that your attack? I'm just going to stiff arm you and then kick you and then punch you and then you're down.
I think we go for the legs first.
And I got more layers on me. So, I mean, you punch me, it's like it just bounces.
I think we do the classic move. If I'm strategizing against you with my clone self, I think one of us gets on all fours and then the other one pushes you over the top. Classic move. 412-928-9370. Mike Tomlin did say something yesterday I agree with. We'll tell you what that is. We'll take your calls on the dead.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Jalen will continue to work exclusively at safety. We value his positional flexibility. It's an asset to us. It gives a lot of people things to work on, but certainly under the circumstances that we're under right now, we deem that appropriate as we did last week in terms of nailing him down there.
Day not totally lost yesterday for Steelers fans. I wanted them to upgrade the roster, and they didn't. Mike Tomlin had his press conference yesterday, though, and did say that Jalen Ramsey will be sticking at free safety, at least for this week, and I love that. I think he should stick there the rest of the season. It's the best defensive game they played all year. It's arguably the best defensive game played by a defense this season, and I think Ramsey had a lot to do with it. He set a tone early by absolutely destroying Tyler Warren. He set a tone late by committing a 15-yard defenseless receiver penalty, which I think if you asked him, he wouldn't mind. He's got the body type. He's got the instincts, the smarts to play free safety. And I think he can be better at it at this point in his career than what we had seen out of Minkah Fitzpatrick the last couple of years. And I think we could see a Charles Woodson kind of late career renaissance, a Rod Woodson late career renaissance from Jalen Ramsey. He doesn't run quite as well as he used to. He's not great in man coverage against premium wide receivers like he used to be. But at free safety, I love it. I want to see more. And I think it's reasonable to expect you can branch off of what they did on Sunday. They played two high safeties, cover two, about 50% of the time, their highest percentage of the season. I think he can start to mix and match and do some weird stuff with him at free safety the more he gets comfortable with it. So I'm not just going to sit here and poo on the Steelers and Tomlin all day long. I like the idea of keeping Jalen Ramsey there. And sometimes the greatest triumphs come from failures or circumstance. When the Penguins won the Stanley Cup in 2016, I don't think Mike Sullivan was some kind of genius for putting the HBK line together. That was the catalyst for their championship. But Malkin got hurt down the stretch, and so they had to create offense in the top six, and that became their de facto second line, and all of a sudden it clicked, and the rest is history. Necessity could be the mother of invention, and I don't know that their plan was for Jalen Ramsey to play free safety this much, but it worked for a game against the NFL's best offense. More of that, please. And less can be more on the defensive side. David in Warrendale's been waiting patiently. Hi, David. David, Hello. Are you there? Oh, hi. What's up, man? You're on the air, David.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. What's up?
Yeah, I was just, you know, the contingency plan is what I would like to bring up.
For sure.
We got rid of Pickens, and we had nothing to replace him. And that has continued, and it's haunted us. You know, maybe we should have kept him and put him under DK. Maybe DK could have got in his head and made him a better player. But we had no contingency. And right now, I'd take Pickens back in a heartbeat.
I disagree with that wholeheartedly, but they have not added enough to this wide receiver room. I just don't think that George Pickens was going to work out here this year, guys. I know he's having a fabulous season in Dallas. I'm not taking that away from him. But he needed the change of scenery. I think there's a shot, maybe even a good shot, that he would have held out had he reported to training camp here. I guess that's an oxymoron. He would have not reported to training camp. He would have held out. Aaron Rodgers appreciates precision. Aaron Rodgers, when talking about the Hail Mary a couple of weeks ago against the Cincinnati Bengals, was pissed because he's the greatest Hail Mary thrower in the history of the NFL. And he was talking about how you needed to be on the hash marks in the end zone, and he was looking for precision. Do we all remember what George Pickens did in a Hail Mary opportunity last year? He got in a fight with Newsom, pushed his ass out of the back of the end zone. There were fisticuffs. That's just an example of George Pickens being more about himself than about the team. I don't think he and Rodgers would have hit it off. To say nothing about how George Pickens' other teammates viewed him. That thing would have curdled. That thing would have boiled over. That thing would have exploded. It just wasn't going to work here. That wasn't the mistake. The mistake is not getting a guy yesterday. We'll talk to Ray Fittipaldo about this coming up in about 18 minutes. I'm interested in what Ray has to say. It was a fourth and a sixth. too much to give up for a rental in Jacoby Myers. It was a fourth and a fifth, too much to give up for a rental in Rashid Shaheed. We'll get his thoughts and opinions at the top of the hour. Coming up next, Pitt ranked 24th, excuse me, in the first college football playoff ranking. That's good. There is bad as it relates to the ACC, though. And we'll tell you what that is when we come back. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Route 19 in Peters Township. Been talking about the Steelers' inactivity on trade deadline day for most of the show. Did give Tomlin a compliment in the last segment, saying I'm happy he's going to stick with Jalen Ramsey at free safety. Ray Fittipaldo is going to join us in 10 minutes. Let's come up for air. Switch gears a little bit before we talk to Ray. The Pitt Panthers, 24th in the first college football playoff rankings. And I didn't know whether or not they would be included. And here's why. They have a bad loss on their resume. My team sucks, and they lost to them. They have an ACC loss on their resume. That's not that big of a deal. Louisville's a good team. Louisville came in at 15th in the first college football playoff rankings. But I look around and I wonder, where's Pitt's good win? Where's their resume win? They beat Florida State, and at the time that was a good win. Florida State then went on to lose four consecutive games. Boston College, whom they beat up on, is 1-8. NC State is pesky. NC State just beat Georgia Tech, so that's a good win, but that's not a resume-boosting win. Beating Syracuse does nothing for anybody. And then this weekend was a nice win, but we all could see it coming. So Pitt hasn't beat anybody. That doesn't mean they can't. We just haven't seen it yet. Now, had they had Mason Heinschel, maybe they beat Louisville. You don't know how that game plays out. But Eli Holstein was bad enough to get benched and was one of the reasons why they lost the game, if not the reason they lost the game. So who knows? The problem is Virginia's 14th, Louisville's 15th, Georgia Tech 17th, Miami 18th. The ACC ain't getting that much respect. And so if Pitt wins out, I'm not sure if they'd lose in the ACC championship game, if they'd make the college football playoff, and I think they probably wouldn't. I don't think the ACC gets enough respect that it's going to get multiple teams into the field. Maybe I'm wrong. There could be carnage the rest of the way. It's been a season filled with carnage. But I think Pitt's only path is winning the conference, which means winning at least three of the four games down the stretch, with the Notre Dame game being the exception. I'm fascinated to see how this all goes. Now, maybe I'm wrong. I mean, if you beat three ranked teams and then beat another ranked team, that's four ranked wins. Maybe that is enough. But I'm not seeing a ton of respect for the ACC by the College Football Playoff Committee yesterday. What do you think Pitt does in the last three games? 412-928-9370. I have no earthly idea. Heinschel's been great, and that's probably an understatement. But he has had some turnover-worthy plays that he's gotten away with. He threw the red zone pick against Florida State and then bounced back, which shows you a ton for, my goodness, an 18-year-old. But he's had some turnover-worthy plays that haven't been capitalized on by the opposition. And I still think Pitt isn't a good team in pass protection. And Notre Dame isn't a world beater getting after the quarterback. They only have 23 sacks in their nine games. That's 2.5 a game. It's not a terrible number. It's not a great number. But I think their pass rush is going to test Pitt's offensive line. Georgia Tech can score with anybody. And then you got Miami at home. And I don't think Miami is all that they were cracked up to be at the beginning of the season, but certainly a tougher test, a stiffer test than Pitt has faced at any point this year. I have no idea how this goes. They've won five games. They put themselves in position. I am taking absolutely nothing away from them. You can't be in position unless you put yourself in position. They've now put themselves in a position to contend for an ACC championship. But to think they've been tested is simply not true. The test begins next weekend against Notre Dame. And I've told you, I think it's a good schedule spot. College game day could be here. first of all. But Notre Dame's going to play a Navy team that's pretty good. That's a totally different offense than what Pitt is going to throw at them. It's going to be a physical game because it's a rivalry game from Navy's standpoint. And Pitt's just sitting at home getting healthy. So I think it's a good schedule spot. Now, Pitt got effed because it's not going to be a night game, and it absolutely should be a night game between two ranked teams. Pitt got screwed on that. It should be an 8 p.m. kick. It should be national television. College game day should be here, and it should be one of the most raucous environments in college football that weekend. So that, I don't think, aided Pitt. Plus, Notre Dame knows they're in the field right now, and if they win out, they're getting in. But I do like the schedule spot for Pitt. They've got in position now. Can they take advantage of it? I don't know. Just being honest with you. Because the only ranked team they played this year is Louisville, and they lost. Ray Fittipaldo is going to join us next. More on Pitt a little bit later on in the show. 24th in the first college football playoff ranking. In position to be in position. Did Ray like that the Steelers didn't give up a 4th and a 6th for Jacoby Myers? Would he have given up a 4th and a 5th for Rashid Shaheed? Is there anything else the Steelers could have or should have done yesterday? We'll get to that coming up next. First Fan with Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Harry, we're hitting the 60s today, baby. High of 63. Next week, Monday and Tuesday, don't look. It's going to be in the 30s.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.